Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We know that facing an enemy that embeds itself among civilians, who hides in and fires from schools, from hospitals, makes this incredibly challenging. But the daily toll on civilians in Gaza, particularly on children, is far too high.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made his fourth visit to the Middle East since the war erupted between Israel and Hamas and said he urged Israeli leaders to avoid harming Palestinian civilians who should be allowed to return to their homes in Gaza. He also reaffirmed support for Israel. About one in every 100 people in Gaza has been killed, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Former President Donald Trump spoke about his claim of absolute immunity from criminal charges related to his efforts to subvert the 2020 election.
It's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation. When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy. And I feel that as a president, you have to have immunity.
But a three-judge panel in D.C. that heard oral arguments in the case seemed skeptical of Trump's attorneys, who insist he can only face prosecution if he's impeached and then convicted by the U.S. Senate. A Nevada-based federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit to keep former President Trump off the ballot in Nevada over his role on January 6th. U.S. District Court Judge Gloria Navarro found the Texas man who filed the case lacked the standing to do so. Embattled New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez took to the Senate floor to respond to the latest indictment against him, alleging he accepted lavish gifts for aiding the Qatari government. Amid calls for his resignation, Menendez claims he's innocent.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution. They seek a victory, not justice.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's in Iowa with only days until the January 15th Iowa caucuses. Addressing last week's Perry High School shooting, Haley attributes the country's gun violence crisis to poor mental health.
And I will say this over and over again until I'm in the White House. We have got to deal with the cancer that is mental health in this country. We have to.
Iowa's legislative session kicked off with student protesters filling the Capitol Rotunda, demanding stricter gun laws after the Perry shooting that left one student dead and others wounded. A federal judge has upheld multiple parts of what some are calling Ohio's 2023 omnibus voter suppression law, HB 458, saying its slate of voting restrictions don't violate the U.S. Constitution. Plaintiffs argue the law disproportionately affects young, elderly, black, unhoused, military, and overseas voters. Former State Representative Connie Pillage says she opposes the law, but that Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill to make elections more secure in the Buckeye State.
Nobody thought our elections were insecure in Ohio because Trump won here, probably, but no one thought they were insecure.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.